Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Songs That Send Us. Shad and Annie here, your faves. We know. We hope everyone's having a bomb.com day. And today we are talking about Deep End. But before we get into that, let us do our usual bop talk. What have we been bopping to this week, Annie?
What have we been bopping to? I have brought two songs to the table, so...
Love it.
I will... Oops.
I think we've gotten in a pattern of doing two. I love that.
I know. I just feel like I always need to prep two now, because I feel like we normally bring two.
Yeah.
My first one is Time Away by Maverick Sabre. He released a new album very recently, and I like him. So this is one of the songs from the new album.
I've been smoking down by the river, still miles away, where the sun goes down in the winter, where the sun goes down in the winter, and we all have songs we're missing. Holding on to hope, sometimes days on end, something always told me there'd be days like this. Lights around the corner, got no trust in these days, drifting in the car, just need to fly away. Lord, I've been at this heaven, no. No light can leave a heavy load, nothing's too late. I know that we'll find.
You get the vibe.
Yeah, I feel like Maverick Sabre has a very unique sound, and I know you've shown me one of their songs before. Mm-hmm. I think it was like Coming... something.
Yes.
Does that ring a bell to you? Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure I did. Yeah, yeah, I love his vibe. I don't know. It's like obviously inspired by like R&B and a little bit rappy at times, but just very interesting, like the production. I like his voice. Yeah. So.
Everything I've heard from them is very easy listening and kind of just chill vibes all around.
So, but yeah, the other one is a Rex Orange County song, Keep It Up, which is pretty new. I don't know if you've heard it yet, but.
Have not.
Every time I open my mouth, I have regrets in my mind. Every time, and no one seems to figure me out. I guess it's stress. It's making me feel so depressed. Most of my life I felt so tired, but every now and then when I try, I say, keep it up and go on. You're only holding out for what you want. You no longer owe the strangers. It's enough, it's enough. Keep it up and go on. Yeah, you're only holding out for what you want.
No, Rex Orange County just always makes me happy.
Literally, I was thinking that while listening to him. But I feel like you can't not listen to his music and not smile. It's just so uplifting.
Yeah, I feel like there's always like sunshine in his music for the most part. It just feels sunshiny to me.
Yeah, which is kind of like, this is not the most appropriate way to describe it, but it's almost like edgy, sunshiny music just because the way he sings, like his voice. Yeah, but...
Yes.
Good stuff. I love
that.
Thank
you. Wait, I have to also ask, have you seen last night's episode of Euphoria yet?
No, I'm behind. I'm behind by an episode, but I know that it was pretty wild, the play and all of that.
Oh my gosh, yes, because I was going to mention a musical moment in Euphoria, but I don't want to, you know, spoil anything for you, so we can always cut this a little bit out.
Is it a song?
Yeah, I would just say that there is the most iconic use of I Need a Hero since Shrek is... in last night's Euphoria episode, so a hero or holding out for a hero. Yeah.
Oh, okay. By
Bonnie Tyler.
Okay, yes. Oh, I'm excited. I love that song.
I can't wait for you to see it.
We'll have to discuss that next time. Also, massive side note, nothing to do with anything we're talking about, but I did just find out, and this is upsetting, I didn't know because I adore Sophie Turner, as do you, and Joe is my favorite Jonas brother, as we've talked about on our Joe Bro episode. They're having a second baby. Yeah, she's like properly pregnant right now.
Oh my God. So happy for
them. Excited for them. Yeah, they seem like they'd be such fun parents.
Yes. Okay, what did you bring to the table this week?
I have been going to core classes fairly often, and the core instructor who I'm obsessed with, have a massive crush on him. I showed him these songs because I thought he'd like them, and he played them during the class, and everyone loved them, so I have to share them with pod people.
Oh my God, he obviously loves you.
I'd like to tell myself that, you know.
Just send him this episode when it's done and see what he says.
So I could share a couple of these, but the one I really, like, I've been vibing to a lot when I need, like, a little extra lift is mm-hmm. Only You by Steve Monite.
Okay.
If that's how you pronounce it. Yeah. Funky, you know,
80s-ish
energy.
Yeah. Love that. I could definitely see how that would be great in a workout class.
Yeah, and then we have Naked by Bickle, which is also kind of a funky beat. Here we are. Life can't be a drag, but you can't drag it backwards. You're done crying. The song itself goes.
Yeah,
but
I like it. It really catches you off guard when it switches that beat.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. it pulls it back and you're like, ah, oh my God, we're here. It's
good. Yeah, just some interesting beat vibes. I always love a weird beat. So.
As you should. Also, I have to let you know that the Lucy Dacus concert was amazing.
Oh, yes. Who opened for her?
Oh my God, I don't remember their name now, but they were really good.
That's sad. Well, I'm guessing it wasn't anyone then you already knew. I didn't know them,
but they were kind of like punk.
Oh, ooh, punk interesting.
Rock. It was good.
Interesting. Annie sent me a pic of Lucy just like singing on the couch, laid down, classic Lucy red lip on. It just seemed like such a time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was not there, but I was hoping Julian would make an appearance or something, like a surprise. Appearance. Sad.
Not,
very sad. Trage. But alas, finally you got to see her. I know that concert was delayed for a hot couple minutes.
Yeah, it was worth the wait. It was so fun. Like, it was funny. We kind of got there later, so we were by the back, which I don't mind sometimes, near the bar, you know, in the back. My brother and his girlfriend kept trying to switch spots with them because they were, like, more in the crowd. And I kept being like, I don't want to because I want to be over here because there's space over here. And so I would just be, like, dancing on the side.
No,
like,
I love it.
Lucy.
What's Lucy's crowd like?
It was good. It was good energy. Yeah. There was definitely movement.
That's funny. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, because not related, really, but Holly is opening for some of Olivia Rodrigo's concerts.
Yes.
And I think she's going to be your Minnesota one if you had gotten tickets.
Yeah, just rub it in my face so I don't choose.
So that's, excuse me, I didn't either. No, literally no one I know did.
Did I tell you about my student who has tickets to Olivia Rodrigo?
How did they get
it was
them?
So funny because I made some kind of comment when I was teaching last week joking, because people were talking about Disney Plus and like Disney movies, and I went, oh yeah, Olivia Rodrigo's releasing a documentary on Disney Plus. And then one of my students went, I got tickets to her concert. And I went, you shut up right now. I went, I tried so hard to get tickets to that concert. I'm so upset I couldn't go. And all my students were like laughing at me. And then I was like, okay, let's get back to class content. Sorry about that, guys. It was just really inside of me.
I think they probably forget sometimes that you're so close in age to them. But then moments like that, it's like, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's funny. Wow, I'm so jealous of this unknown person. That's shocking. They must have gotten lucky.
How does it feel to live my dream?
Hard, yeah. Same.
Which brings us back to Holly Humberstone, the woman of Holly the hour today.
Yes, Annie, take us through some Holly background, this song, how you came to know her, be acquainted with her.
Holly is a British singer-songwriter who at one time was studying at the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts. Very cool. Yeah. And she, honestly, I know, like, I think you laughed at me a little bit for saying she's up and coming, because she's not really up and coming, I guess, at this point. But, like, she only released her debut EP in 2020. Deep End is actually her first debut single in July of 2020. So she's really only been producing music for her own stuff, like, that's actually out on Spotify and stuff. But she is really, like, inspired by Damien Rice, Ben Howard, Phoebe Bridgers, Haim. She notes them all as musical inspiration. And I love this because she says she mostly identifies with female writers who overshare and has described her own musical style as quite self-exposing, which is kind of cool.
That.
So, yeah, Falling Asleep at the Wheel was her debut EP in 2020, which was, like, self-released. But now she signed, and she's come out with another EP since signing, but she will be opening for the second half of Olivia Rodrigo's tour, and she's also opening for Girl in Red this year.
I am not massively familiar with Girl in Red, but I do know that one of their really popular songs.
Yeah. See, I like Girl in Red, but I don't listen to them a bunch, and I've contemplated going to the Girl in Red tour just so I can see Holly open. But
wow. You know what? Okay, and this is maybe not correct, but for whatever reason, in my head, Holly is bigger than Girl in Red, but I don't think that's actually true. But
no,
for some reason, that's
so necessarily,
that's
but
in my head.
Probably just because I talk about her so much, you assume she's bigger than she is, but I don't think she's, I mean, I think she's definitely made a name for herself. She's been on Late Night Now, and for the first time, I think in like fall of 2021, which is honestly kind of amazing versus, I mean, after only having, you know,
yeah,
like a handful of music and songs really out.
And yeah, and some artists who've been around ages haven't even been on, like, late night shows.
So it's really cool for
her. Good for Holly.
And she's so young. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize Deep End has been my favorite by her in a lot of ways for a long time. Maybe just because it's one of my first songs I kind of heard by her and really, like, loved. There's something that's just, like, very, I don't know, yeah, honest and even in the simplicity of her lyrics. But I didn't know it was her debut single, so it was interesting to find that out when I was doing my little research. That the song I love the most is her first song ever released.
Oh, for some reason, again, I'm just making all these wild claims that are untrue, but I would think that Falling Asleep at the Wheel, I feel like you hyped that one up to me a little more for some reason in my memory.
Yeah, I think I share that one more often because I think it might have a higher probability of getting someone to listen to her. But I do love Falling Asleep at the Wheel. I think that's a great song.
Interestingly, oh yeah, and she did a really cool collab, not a collab, a cover of Sam Fender's 17 Going Under, and really made it her own. But
she did
what's
it with him, I believe.
Is he in that too?
I think so, but I could be wrong. We love no fact-checking queens.
If it's the collab with him, with Sam Fender for 17 Going Under, I remember listening to it and thinking it was so cool because it was just very different from the OG, but
but I think we should just dive on in.
Fantastic.
Throw me in the deep end. I'm ready now to swim. The air in my lungs may not last very long, but I'm in. I see you on the weekend, dancing like a
guess you're fine, but I know that's not where you are. And once in a blue moon, you may come undone. We made up of the same blood. I'll be your medicine if you let me. Give you reason to get out of bed. Sister, I'm trying to hold off the lightning and help you escape from your head.
Nice.
Yeah, the song is so simple, but I mean, her voice is so pretty. I love her voice.
It is. And that electric guitar just makes it so moody.
Yes, because I love that she's like a singer-songwriter. It's the first song she released. And, you know, when you think of singer-songwriter, you think of someone who's just like has their guitar and is writing music. Yeah. And so I love that. I mean, obviously this is like simply produced, but the fact that it is like an electric guitar, like you said, it just adds that like little bit of grit to the song that I think it kind of needs.
Rather than acoustic, because it's usually acoustic, I feel like, I agree. I'm sure you came across it as well. But this song is like really personal to her, and it totally checks out considering she likes to like self-expose or whatever in her songwriting. But this song she originally wrote, I believe, kind of because she's really close to her sisters. And one of them was going through like a tough mental health moment or time, I guess. And she wanted to write this to kind of just like let her know that she's there for her, and like, yeah, she doesn't necessarily understand what she's going through, but like she's always going to be there for her. And I mean, I think that's like such a applicable message.
Yeah, kind of, which I love. And it's funny because like I didn't know that when I first heard this song, and I put it on like a playlist for a couple in a TV show or whatever, and because I thought there was something so sweet about the idea of like wanting to be there for someone in this way, maybe not even understanding exactly what they're going through, but wanting to be there. And then when I was doing research and like found out she had four sisters, and realizing, oh, this is clearly for a sister, because she mentioned sister and talks about that line of like, we're made from the same blood. So it was cool to like see the lyrics again in that new light, realizing that that's like the intention of this song. And yeah, I think, I mean, I love how this song starts. Just throw me in the deep end. I'm ready now to swim. There's just something so nice about, like, throw me in the shit. It's fine. Like, I can do this for you. And, like, to go on to, like, the air in my lungs may not last very long, but I'm in. I don't know how well I can do this, but I want to try. And, like, the willingness to kind of sacrifice oneself, maybe, but just in the name of helping for someone you really love.
Yeah, and there's something, when I first heard this song, I was kind of like, oh, interesting, and I didn't really see it through, like, the lens of what it actually is until after, like, thinking about it for this episode and reading that that's what she said. But I think there's also, to me, like, listening to that, every time she sings, throw me in the deep end, I'm ready now to swim. I don't know, that just makes me think so much about, you know, childhood. And I personally, I think swimming, it just reminds me of like being young and stuff like that. And so that whole line just reminds me of kind of when you're going into the deep end, and even if you're a good swimmer, it's just kind of almost the unknown, or, oh, it's a little scary, but like once you do it, you feel brave and all of these things. And then like adding in the perspective of her being strong for her sisters and wanting to be there, like no matter what, the unknown and not really knowing what they're going through, I think that is just kind of, again, the bravery of just like wanting to be strong for someone else. Again, it's applicable to like any relationship where you don't know necessarily like what they're going through, but you want to be there for them no matter what. I don't know, the whole idea that reminded me, like, when I was younger and things like that, and, like, the youth, and being young, I think that also just ties in really well to her family and her sisters, because, and guys, everyone, if you don't know this, Annie has brothers only. She is the lone gal, but I have four sisters and one brother, and it's just, I don't know, and it's, like, not like I am the same level of close with all of them, and I'm sure for you with your brothers, but there's kind of nothing you wouldn't do, I think, for them, and you want to, if you know they're going through something, having a really like crap day, you want to help them in any way how, even though you can't, you know, feel the same things they're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love you mentioning that memory of the pool. Because, I mean, obviously that's probably what it's in reference to, but it does add that, like, feeling of childhood and how long they've known each other with that image. And, yeah, just the willingness to help someone you love. And when that first verse continues, and you've practiced your lines to convince us you're fine, but I know that's not where you are, it speaks so clearly to that bond of when you know someone that well, and you can just see through the mask. Like, I know you're, in this case, her sister, or, you know, whoever that is for you. They don't want to burden you with their feelings, but you know them, and you know that they're not okay. And so you're like, just let me help you. Let me in so I can help you. And it's just, I lovely love that.
Yeah, and it's, it, that again, just speaks, like, the depth of the relationship, because be it a friend, if this isn't the song, but if it's like a friend or like a lover or whatever, but in this case, it's her sisters who she grew up with, has lived with them, lived, you know, inside each other's pockets, basically. That's what like siblings do. And I think there's, you can be out with a bunch of people and you can look at someone that you're so close to and you grew up with and like all of that, you know, you've known someone for so long and you can be the only one that'll tell, like they're just putting on a face and they're really not having a good time or they're just not really there. And that's kind of up to you then to reach out to them. I gotta check in with you or whatever. I know you don't seem yourself. And I feel like a lot of times that would surprise the person who's going through something because they thought they were putting up such a good front.
Yeah.
And they didn't know anyone was like watching them. Again, that just speaks the depth of their relationship.
Yeah. And the line, we're made up of the same blood, which clearly speaks to obviously the familial relationship there.
Yeah.
But it speaks to that bond and their connection. And also I think we're made up of the same blood kind of says, hey, I can understand this. Maybe I've also been there. And because I've been there, like, I want to be able to help you too.
Yeah. And I mean, I think too, the line above that, well, I love what you just said. I want to help you. Like, I've been there or whatever too. But the once in a blue moon, you may come undone. I think that's also kind of, it's okay. And I hate that phrase. It's okay not to be okay. Like, I hate that. It's so cliche. But that's kind of almost in not as many words, in other words, what this is saying. Everyone goes through, like, you know, a tough time or whatever. And once in a blue moon, it'll pass. Do you know what I mean? And I know it's shitty and sucky now, but I'm going to be here for you no matter what, anytime that happens.
Yes, it's like also exactly what you said, like it's okay to not be okay. We hate the cliche phrase, but especially with someone who loves you, like they're saying, hey, let me see the ugly parts of this. It's fine. You don't have to pretend in front of me because I'm going to love you anyway. And I want to be here to help, which is just a nice thought.
My favorite line is the first of the chorus. I'll be your medicine if you let me. Give you reason not to get out of bed. Or give you reason to get out of bed.
I assumed you were going to say the same thing pretty much I was going to say, which is, I love the line, I'll be your medicine if you let me. I just think, I don't know, it's like the words in this, you know what I mean? Like, there's no heavy metaphor in this piece. Everything is pretty much, for the most part, very straightforward lyrically. But it still gets at this feeling so wonderfully, like, I'll be your medicine if you let me. That kind of, you understand exactly what that's saying, but it makes it a little unfamiliar in the way that it makes it intriguing. I don't know, I'll be your medicine if you let me. Just that want to help. Give you reason to get out of bed. Sister, I'm trying to hold off the lightning. Like, it's such a beautiful, like, kind of grandiose way to say, like, I'm just trying to help make your life a little bit better if I can. Yeah. And I wish I could protect you from all the bad shit.
Yeah. You know? It's very selfless, I think.
Let's listen to the rest of it.
Come and waste the day. Watch a Super 8 videotape. We were kids in a car having lighthearted arguments. We don't know what's there till it's gone. Just hear me out and you might understand. From your head. I'm ready now to swim.
I love the ending.
Because it's just her. It's just her voice.
It just like pulls back so much. But yeah, I mean, verse two, it's just so simple. I don't know, like just that memory of how simple childhood could be. You know, we were kids in the car having lighthearted arguments. We don't know what's there till it's gone. Missing that innocence of childhood naivety, and I don't know, but I mean, it, like at the beginning, just saying, come and waste the day, watch a Super 8 videotape. We can relive that. Like, we can just try to forget the world for a moment and go back to that kind of ease. And yeah.
Well, I do think, too, there's something so human about wanting to retreat into those patterns of childhood most of the time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, not everyone had a good childhood, but
yeah.
Of especially like with your family and those memories and things like that, and things that felt like so routine and normal. Especially during those tough times, wanting to get back to that. Like those comforting things, you know, those habits.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense that that's included here. And also, it's just like, oh God, I think about this all the time, because having so many sisters, there's so much fucking estrogen all the time. Everyone's fighting about something.
Yeah.
Not properly fighting, but bickering. And I think, and my younger sister and I were very close. We always make a joke about how, like, we'll be fighting in the car, but... Or we'll be fighting, but then like 20 minutes later, we'll be in the car like on the way to get coffee or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that's just like a really realistic line. We were kids in the car having lighthearted arguments, because aren't all siblings like that?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's so true. We have that slight shift in the pre-chorus too this time with the just hear me out and you might understand we're made up of the same blood.
Yeah.
Which... I don't know. It's basically saying exactly what we've already said about it, but just that, like, trying to reach out to the person that you love. And I think it's so cool, though, because that line is basically what this whole song is, too. It's like this whole song is a letter to that feeling of, hey, like, hear me out. I might actually have something useful to say. You might actually be able to accept my help this time, so.
Which is, isn't that the hardest part, to accept help, even from people who love you?
Ugh, so true. So true. Actually, yeah. And the song just ends again with the chorus and kind of the outro, which is that repetition of that first line. And I just love the outro ending, because it just, everything pulls out and it's just her voice. And I don't know, there's something about the fact that there's like no music and it's just her singing, throw me in the deep and I'm ready now to swim, that feels so strong.
Mm-hmm.
This is the final message of this. This is what I want you to take from this. I can do this. I've been here before, but, like, I have the tools to deal with it, and let me help you, and I love you.
Well, it's kind of, obviously it's intentional, but the fact that it's no, there's no instrumentals, no beat, anything, it's just her, and like, her strength, the power of that statement, mm-hmm. I'm gonna be here, even if it's gonna be tough, you know, quote-unquote going to the deep end is tough or whatever,
yes.
But yeah, that's, I think that's a great way to end the whole song. A simple song, but... A great message.
I love it. And it's so fun that when we do songs for this show and we get to see them in a new light and learn new things about them and talk about them with a friend. So it's fun because it makes me, you know, kind of appreciate and love the song even more, to know even more of the backstory of it. And Holly, I just want to be your friend.
I would go into the deep end for you.
Oh my God, same, sister.
Yeah.
Oh my God, besties.
I know. We're having a moment, everyone.
Yeah, it's okay. You can feel it with us.
They can just like sit here in silence with us.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, that is Deep End, Holly Humberstone. I highly recommend you listen to just everything she's put out, because I love her a lot and I think she's got a big career in front of her. So get in on this, not really the ground floor anymore, but maybe like the second floor, you know, she's still rising.
Well, also, if you're one of the lucky people who get to see her in concert with Olivia Rodrigo, just know you're incredibly jealous.
And I actually might hate you, but it's okay.
Yeah, well, it's okay. AKA that student out there who...
I can't say her name for legal reasons, but you know, girl, if you're listening, if you somehow found my podcast, you know who you are.
Yeah.
What are we doing next week, Shannon?
So I've been thinking about that at the back of my head for the past handful of minutes. Okay, so I'm going to do a song, I think. I just decided to do it right now, this very second, that we both, like, you introduced me to. It's going to be Getting Us Emo.
Oh my God.
It is going to be Not True by Julia Nunez. Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm not ready for this.
I know. I think we're going to, one of us is going to be like emo for sure, the whole god, episode. Yeah. Maybe both of us.
I'm so ready. Okay, this is going to be so great. I'm so excited about that.
And it's interesting too, because I forgot to say, but I think for me, this song that we just did, Deep End, my favorite part of the song is the lyrics. Not necessarily, I don't think it's the best song ever.
Mm-hmm.
But the lyrics to me are so great. And with this song, Not True, which obviously we're going to talk like a lot more about next week, it's just like a full package song to
yes,
me.
Yes, yes. Yeah. There's some really cool things about the production and the musicality of the piece. So I'm excited. Our girl Julia, finally, we're bringing her as
Gotta
well.
Gotta give her some recognition, yeah. Mm-hmm. She actually, sorry, not to get on a tangent, but she does not have many Spotify followers. I'm shook.
Mm-mm. I think she's
smaller, good. I know. That makes me sad.
I know. Aww. Well, maybe we can boost her rep with our very, very popular podcast. But yeah, a nice little short episode for you. Just a quick dissection into a Queen Holly. And next week we'll be talking about another queen that we have on the pod, Julia, who made both of our 2021 Wrapped.
She did, which we're depressed, basically. Mm-hmm. The fact that she's in there. She was pretty high, too, I think. On
she was pretty high.
Funny. But yeah. Thanks for sticking this one out with us.
Thanks for sticking this one out with us. And as always, you know where to find us, at Songs That Send Us on Twitter, on Instagram. You could email us if you wanted to for some reason. But we post our info there. We usually post on Mondays. Keep following and liking and subscribing. What do I even normally say? I'm delirious today. But,
give us a review. Give us a 5-star. Give us listen. Give us some love.
We need it, you know? We're just striving for attention and validation. So.
Sad but true.
Okay, well, love you and leave ya.
Love you and leave ya. Bye.
I'm ready now to swim.